Welcome to today's featured interview, and we've got a great guest for you. His name is Nicky Ballou, and he is the co-author of a must-read book. It's called The Great Patriot Boycott Book, and he, and by the way, he's got a website, and he helps people succeed in business. We'll talk about that in a minute. But this book is about how we support businesses and ventures and people who have the values that we share, pro-America, pro-Christian values, pro-human values, and so on. Interestingly, our guest, Nicky Ballou, is a Canadian, and he loves America as well. So, Mr. Ballou, thank you for joining me today. It's great to have you on the show.
Hey, please call me Nicky. Oh my God, Mr. Ballou's my father's name. My
friend. Okay, Nicky.
God bless you. It's great to be on the show with you, my man.
It's great to speak with you. Thank you for joining me today. And let me just say, this book, you've co-authored it with another one of our favorite people, Wayne Allen Root. And this book is available right now. It's called The Great Patriot Boycott Book. And the subtitle is The Winning Game Plan to Fund Conservative, Patriotic, and Christian Companies and Defund Leftist Woke Companies. Yeah. I couldn't agree more, Nicky. That is exactly what we need to do. Go ahead.
So my friend, you know, we need to build a parallel patriotic economy. Right now, the left has been marching through a whole bunch of American institutions, and it's only now that we've woken up. We're the real wokesters, to be honest with you, because we're starting to see what these guys' nefarious plans are. And unfortunately, they've managed to scare a whole bunch of corporate American companies into toeing the woke line. So Wayne and I saw that, and we put out a book a couple years ago called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, which was a list of 116 companies that were woke and leftist, or at least were scared into being that way. And we were saying, folks, stop buying from these companies, write letters to their CEOs, post on social media, and tell them you're moving away from them. So that was great. That was a successful book. And in fact, we helped bring folks like Disney and Bed Bath & Beyond, who stopped doing business with the great Mike Lindell, to their knees. But it's not enough just to say don't do business with the wokesters. We also need a place to put our money. That's why we wrote this book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book. And we spent over a year researching patriotic companies. We created something called a free corp. This is basically based on six categories for determining where a company stands on the values that matter to us, the patriotic customer base. So here's the six categories. Number one, political involvement. Do they stick to business, or are they virtue signaling and supporting leftist causes? Number two, political donations. To which candidates and causes do they donate? Do they donate to woke, liberal, and Marxist organizations and candidates, or do they donate to patriotic and conservative ones? Right? Number three, workplace culture. Is their workplace culture one that embraces freedom, or is it poisoned by political correctness? Number four, marketing messages. Are their marketing messages steeped in pro-USA and American exceptionalism rhetoric, or they're heinously woke and anti-human and pro-scarcity? Number five, hiring policies for employees and vendors. Do they hire the best man or woman for the job, or do they try to click a box for identity politics? And number six, their commitment to freedom and society. Does the company stand up for America and American values, or have they been frightened into towing the woke line? So we ran a whole bunch of companies through this, and we came up with a list of 123 patriotic companies. And your company, Natural News, is number 85 on the list.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, well, it's right in there. We got a wonderful write-up on you guys. And I really believe that every company that's in here deserves to be here, and we really want to make sure that we help more people divert their money from the woke. We got to build that parallel patriot economy, and we got to make sure people don't spend money with wokesters and spend money with patriots.
You're exactly right, Nicky, and I love your enthusiasm. I love your book. In fact, while you were talking, I went ahead and ordered it online. I'm going to get a copy, put it on my desk here. I'm going to mention this in the days ahead. I'd love to coordinate with you to maybe see if we could get like a short version of your list, maybe the first 10 or something, and publish that. Maybe you could send us a PDF or something. We could publish that and then encourage people to get the book for the rest of the list, something like that, or maybe some excerpts or things. We'd love to help promote this book.
Brother, done. I'll make sure that I send like a PDF copy or a Kindle copy to your folks that got in touch with me to book the interview. We'll make that happen right away.
Okay, that's awesome. And just tell us what we have permission to use. You know, we just want to put excerpts or whatever. You just give us an idea. But back to the main point. Look, I think that people who have good values tend to have quite a lot of honestly procured wealth, right? I mean, I'm not saying, I mean, there are huge money people that are globalists, obviously, that have, you know, the wrong values. But most people who have Christian values, who have good morality, a good work ethic, who are honest, they do tend to accumulate wealth over their lives. And then the question is, why are they spending their wealth on woke companies if they don't have to? So that's what your book does, is it helps people make a conscious choice of who to financially support. You know, vote with your dollars, right? And support honest companies and deny the funding to the woke companies. And what's fascinating to me about this, by the way, on the inverse side, big tech has been using the weaponization of financial strangulation against pro-America Christian conservative companies like mine. What do you think about that?
100%, that's what they've done. That's why it's so important to build that parallel patriot economy. We've got to make it impossible for these guys to strangle out conservative voices. We've got to support folks that believe in free speech. We've got to support folks that stand up for America and Americanism and American values. Anybody that wants to silence the voices of those that love America is an enemy of America. We shouldn't want to do business with them. We should do everything in our power to stop doing business with them.
Absolutely. Now, you love America. I know you love freedom. You love humanity. Can you give people a little bit of backstory? Because weren't you an immigrant? Or aren't you an immigrant? What's your story?
I'm actually originally an immigrant from Iran. I'm a Christian from Iran. When I was 11 years old, the Islamic Revolution took place in Iran, and it turned my world upside down. My late father, God rest his soul, he could see the writing on the wall. This wasn't going to be a great place to raise his Christian family. So he made a plan, got us out of Iran, eventually settled us where I now live in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And at the time, I was mad. I mean, I was a kid. I didn't want to leave my friends. I didn't want to leave my home. But looking back, my dad changed the trajectory of our family's legacy. He took us from tyranny to freedom. And I thank God every day for my father, because of him, I've become a staunch champion for freedom, free expression, and free enterprise. What I do for a living is I help entrepreneurs, because entrepreneurs to me are the best people in our society. The best people in our society go into business. Hollywood's crazy if they think that business people are the worst people in society. Yeah. These are the people that want to push the human race forward. And for me, that's why I decided to help entrepreneurs. But I started to see around me in Canada and even in the United States, the forces of fascism, of crypto fascism, were taking root, my friend. And I could not stand this. I was introduced to Wayne and I said, Wayne, we should do something about this. We should put together a book that starts exposing the woke corporations, and we should put another book together that starts promoting the patriotic ones. That's why we decided to put this kind of two series book, book series together, the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, and now the Great Patriot Boycott book, because we want people to know who to avoid and we want people to know who to support. The parallel patriot economy is on its way forward.
Oh, yes.
The more people know it, the better.
Wow. What a timely and powerful message, and so necessary for our time. I mean, we cover these stories on Natural News every day where Kellogg's, for example, just goes completely woke, like LGBT cereal for some reason, which makes no sense whatsoever. What do you mean? Little transgender sugar bombs for children? I mean, what are you thinking? It's crazy. What is that, like drag queen crunch or something? What? It's just beyond insane. But I do want to say, I love the fact that you're an immigrant. I have found, and I know that this message might even be controversial to some Americans watching, but it is immigrants that often have the most love for America, because they know where things can go if you don't defend freedom. I know immigrants from Iraq and Iran, from the Middle East, from South Africa, and I'm married to an immigrant. I'm married to an immigrant from Taiwan whose family escaped the communists in China. So I know all about it, and I lived in Taiwan, and I speak Chinese. So we are all in the same boat here. No one loves America, it seems, more than immigrants who come here and just value the freedom that this country offers them?
You hit the nail right on the head. We immigrants value what America has because we had to escape from a place where there was no freedom. And here's the problem. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to.
Right.
This is it. We got to make our stand here. We got to stand up for freedom now. And that means defund the wokesters and fund the patriots. That means build a parallel patriot economy. That means let people know that a list like this exists. Let's make sure that people know which companies they can support and should support and which companies they can and should avoid. The more we educate people, the more we build, you know, a beautiful army of love, an army of people that's going to go out there and spend money with the people that love America and love everything she stands for and divert it away from the woke. All we got to do is take 10% of the consumer spending away from the wokesters and give it to the patriots, and we'll change America.
You're absolutely right. So many thoughts on this. Number one, though, and I want your comments on this. We know that the government subsidizes the woke. So, for example, Silicon Valley Bank was just bailed out with government-printed money to bail out the woke culture. Some huge percentage of the clients of that bank were startups that are focused on woke climate cultism, by the way. So that's why the bailout happened. You can imagine if a conservative Christian bank were failing, the government would say, good luck, you know, you're done. So there's subsidizing of the woke, which means that we, the people, have to be even more assertive in making sure that our dollars go to the kind of companies that share the values that we have, right? Because we're up against government-free money, helicopter money being thrown at all the wokesters all the time, right?
Yeah, it's 100% correct. And the only way we're going to be able to defeat the forces that are arrayed against us is if we unite together. You know, a friend of mine's Jewish, and he's an entrepreneur, and he said something to me. He said, you know, when a Jewish entrepreneur makes money, he makes sure that five other Jewish entrepreneurs make money with him, right? So if there's a Jewish realtor, he'll make sure that a Jewish real estate lawyer makes money, a Jewish home inspector makes money. We in the Patriot movement need to do the same. We need to make sure that when a Patriot company makes money, five other Patriot companies make money with them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? We're on the exact same page. We're taking actions behind the scenes as well in that direction. For example, moving our credit card merchant processing to pro-liberty, pro-constitution companies so that they earn that percentage instead of some, you know, big woke bank, for example. And I've received, you know, we have quite a successful online retail operation, healthrangerstore.com, which funds this broadcast. We hear all the time from customers who say, look, I will buy everything from you that I need. It doesn't have to be food or supplements or health related or survival. I will buy everything. Like, expand your catalog, expand your warehouse, sell us everything that we want to buy. We'll do it all. And I love that message, but it's also, and you know this too, Nikki, it's there's a practical matter of, you know, expansion takes money. Expansion takes capital and time. And frankly, there's not a profit margin in a lot of things like shipping toilet paper to people, right? There's no margin in that. So we also have to be smart at business, which is a good thing that conservatives understand economics, right?
Yep. 100%. 100%. You got to get into lines of business that make sense. But, you know, you don't have to buy everything in one place. I mean, if you can, that's great, right? But there's plenty of companies that offer things that you use every single day. So
right.
In this company, okay, in this book, right, here's some of the companies that are mentioned, okay? L.L. Bean. L.L. Bean, man, great American company. You know, Linda Bean was a great supporter of President Trump's. You can buy some great apparel from L.L. Bean. Emerson Knives, Ernest Emerson, personal friend of mine, the inventor of the tactical folding knife for the Navy SEALs.
Wait a second. Are you telling me this Emerson knife with the wave opener that I carry is made by your friend?
Yes. I was on Instagram live with him before I was on your show today, my friend.
This is the patented Karambit with the Emerson wave feature that is patented. This, dude, I have carried this for over 10 years. I must have bought a dozen of these knives from Emerson.
Me too. I'm a Emerson fan. Go on Instagram and look up Real Ernest Emerson. You'll see him and me on a half-hour interview talking about this.
Oh man, I want to interview that guy. This is amazing. Okay, next.
I can make it happen for you.
Let's
Mike.
Do it. That's awesome.
I can make it happen for you. He's awesome. He's a great patriot.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So you know they're there. First form. They're a company out of St. Louis, Missouri. They're run by Andy Frisella, the Frisella family. He does the Real AF podcast. Great company. They do supplements as well. Great guys. You know, give, send, go. You know, they're an alternative to some of these crowdfunding sites. Phenomenal. They help
fund them. Yeah, we love give, send, go.
Yeah, love them. The UFC under Dana White.
There we go.
The only patriotic sports league in America, you know, Bass Pro Shops, Nuff Shed, great American company. In-N-Out Burger, my God, I love In-N-Out Burger. They make great burgers. They've got Bible verses on their packaging. I mean, those guys are great. You know, MyPillow.com, you know, Natural News and the Health Ranger website. These are all incredible companies, man. Yep. And you need to just find out who all these companies are, and you got to just spend all your money with them. And this book is the way to do it. And I say to this to people, you know what? You guys need to not only buy a copy of the book for yourself, buy a copy of the book for the people you love the most. If you own a company, buy a copy of the book for employees so they know where they can spend their money. There's 100 million plus patriotic Americans. If we can get each of them to take $10,000 of their consumer spending and shift it from the wokesters and shift it to the parallel patriot economy, brother, that's $1 trillion that we took out of the wokesters' hands. That'll change America right there.
100%. And, you know, we're already seeing a lot of movement in building alternative platforms, you know, like this platform, Brighteon. But we've seen Truth Social, you know, Gab is out there. You've got Getter. Other platforms, you got Rumble for videos, you know, there's all kinds of social media and so on. And frankly, Rumble's doing quite an amazing job, I think, of bringing in a lot of high profile voices and people. And I know some other people they're bringing in. And, you know, they're going to make YouTube obsolete at this pace, which I think is fantastic. And, we're doing the best we can too. They're listed.
Number 11's Rumble.
There we go.
Number 7 is Getter. And number 2 is Truth Social. So you mentioned a whole bunch of stuff right there, brother.
Well, perfect. But my point is that we can build these things. Like my company that built Brighteon, let me tell you, Nikki, we did it without any loans and no VC and no investors. We did it on revenues from our customers straight up. It took millions of dollars, but if you're willing to put it into it, you can build it. And my point is that this is just the beginning. We, the people, the pro-America, pro-human, Christian, conservative people, we can build it all. We can build banks. You know, we can build distribution systems. We can build infrastructure. In fact, many of us already own infrastructure, such as the oil and gas and energy industry. Many of those players share our values as well. Not all of them, but many of them do. So we can build the system that restores freedom for our world.
We totally can, and we should. It's our duty to leave this world better for our children than we found it, because right now it's going in the wrong direction. The parallel patriot economy is important. Look, you can't easily vote out people that run your state or run your county or run your city. But today you can make a decision to spend money with people that share your values and take it away from people that don't. Today you can do that right away. In the next 6 weeks, we can have this giant sucking sound of $200 billion that used to be spent with the woke companies now being spent with the patriotic companies. Imagine how good that would make everybody feel.
Oh, that'll make
you feel good. That'll make me feel good. That'll make all those companies feel good.
Do you want to mention or would you mention, let's say, the top 5 woke companies that people should consider avoiding that they may not be aware are totally woke and are contradictory to their values? Like everyday companies that people are buying from.
Look, so I don't have that list with me. That's in another room in our office.
Okay.
But I think you can probably guess at who a few of them are. I mean, Disney's a woke company.
Yes.
And I suggest that you should not be spending your money with Disney. And thankfully, our last book helped bring about Disney's fall from grace. You know, Bed Bath & Beyond is a woke company. Thankfully, oh, yeah. they're going out of business.
Yeah, they're bankrupt. Bed Bath & Beyond Bankrupt is, I think, their new name.
Yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond Bankrupt. That's true. So the other one is Victoria's Secret. Used to be one of my favorite companies, man. I have a beautiful better half, and I used to shop from Victoria's Secret for her all the time. We went to Victoria's Secret in the summer to get her some new under things. Actually, they were not for her. They're really for me. And they didn't have anything that she could wear anymore. They'd gone woke. And I'm like, what's going on here? What happened to Victoria's Secret, man? These guys used to have the best clothes for beautiful women that there ever was, and not anymore. These are the types of companies we can't be shopping for. You know, Albertsons, they're a grocery chain. You want to take your money away from these types of companies. I don't know if these are the top five, but there's certainly four or five of the companies that are on the wokester list. So it's important for us to know who they are.
Let's also talk about the investment side, because a lot of people may have their IRAs or their pension funds unknowingly invested in mutual funds that put their money into a lot of these woke companies. So we've also got to remember, take your investment money out of those companies and find other public companies, if this is part of your investment strategy, other public companies that share your values. Where can people get answers on that front?
So I'm glad you asked. There's something actually called the MAGA Fund, okay? And it's run by a company called Point Bridge Capital. They're on the list. They're number 16. And basically, they've identified a whole bunch of companies that support GOP values on balance. Right. And what we did is we actually devoted a full chapter in the book to some of the top companies in the MAGA fund. OK, so the MAGA fund starts here. That's chapter 38 in our book. Some of the companies in the MAGA fund are Allstate. Allstate is a company that's in the MAGA fund. Hal Lambert lists Allstate as one of the top companies in the MAGA fund portfolio. Another company in the MAGA fund is the J.M. Smucker Company. You know, they're known as Smuckers. They make all those amazing jams, right? Marathon Petroleum Company, that's a company in the MAGA fund. FedEx Corporation's a company in the MAGA fund. UPS is a company in the MAGA fund. Valero Energy Corporation's company in the MAGA fund. Home Depot, company in the MAGA fund. Molson Coors, company in the MAGA fund. And there are tons of companies in this MAGA fund. And this MAGA fund is a fabulous place that you can consider putting your money. Now, I want to just say, for legal reasons, you know, I'm not an investment advisor, and you should always seek advice from your investment professional before making any investments. But if whether or not a company is patriotic is something that's important to you, then you should definitely consider these companies as part of your investment strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially a lot of people have some serious retirement money. And when you sell out of a woke company, that's a vote against them. Now, let's talk about the economics of woke companies, because we've all heard the phrase, get woke, go broke. And that has proven to be true again and again and again. One of the examples of that is Silicon Valley Bank or Signature Bank in New York. You know, they had, I like to joke, but it's true, they had Lesbian Awareness Day, but they never had Risk Awareness Day. So they were all about trans and lesbians instead of, like, how do we not lose customers' money? Which you would think that if you're a bank, that might be on your priorities list, to not lose your client money. But isn't it true, even just economically speaking, that woke ideology is now so pervasive in corporate culture that it overrides business sense? And these woke companies do go broke because they don't pay attention to the core of business, which they've abandoned because they're Marxists at this point. What are your thoughts?
I wholeheartedly agree. And I'll tell you something. A friend of mine, his name is Elon Shulevitz. He runs a company called Agard Watches. A few years back, Gillette put out a horribly woke ad that basically was...
Oh, yeah. We saw that.
Crap out of men. He put out an ad that basically supported men, uplifted men. He had 40 million views. His company sold out all its inventory in 2 days just because he stood up for men. And Gillette lost $10 billion in market cap. I started a campaign to say, I want 10 million men to stop using Gillette. I've been using Gillette to shave all of my adult life. I stopped using Gillette, haven't used it ever since.
Same here. I switched away from them. Yep.
Yeah, and that's the sort of thing that can happen when you've got people that are aware of who the wokesters are and they take steps to stop the wokesters from being able to shove that crappy ideology down our throats. I mean, you're a company that caters to men and you created this stupid ad that basically says men suck.
I know. How insane is that? But that's like Victoria's Secret. Well, what they did, and they went with, like, I guess, trans models instead of, I thought this was about, you know, sexy clothing for women. That's what I remember Victoria's Secret was all about. And now it's like,
me too,
something completely insane. But look, let me shift gears. You have a website also called eCircle Academy. I've got it on my screen here if I want to show that. Yeah, eCircle Academy, workshops to help you be sought after, clarify your message, connect with customers, grow your business. Tell us about this a little bit. What is eCircle Academy all about?
Well, look, eCircle Academy is a company that's dedicated to helping entrepreneurs really start to be seen as the go-to authority in their space, to be seen as like the Apple computer rather than a Motorola flip phone of their space, to be seen as Steve Jobs and not Michael Dell. You know what I mean? To be sought after by their customers. So what we do is we help people position their messaging in such a way that it speaks to the actual pain points that customers have. It's a very anti-woke and logical philosophy of doing business, because a lot of folks in the woke space are saying, oh no, just talk about yourself and how virtuous you are. No, don't do that. Talk about your customers. Talk about the pain they're going through and talk about how what you do can help them be successful. So we're very grateful to have had the chance to work with a couple hundred companies. And the majority of the companies we've worked with have been able to add anywhere from 6 to 9 figures to their annual income. And that's what having a very powerful dialed in message can do for you.
Well, that's incredible. And I would imagine that you also have to teach people then about how to navigate all the censorship that is in place today, because censorship is designed as an economic strangulation of conservative companies. And it's pervasive. So is that something that you cover?
So, you know, that's a great question. And I got to be honest, I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about that. But now that you've brought it up for me, I'm going to make it a core part of what we're going to start talking about with our customers. We have been working with companies and individuals that are conservative, but we haven't made that like the focal point is, hey, how do you get past all this? But to me, a part of that is you got to have the parallel patriot economy. You got to find other conservative companies to do business with, and you've got to be able to make sure that you know every company that's on this list, and you've got to make sure that your company is meeting the criteria of being a company that can be on this list.
Yeah, exactly. So, Nikki, I think it's amazing. You have a lot of solutions. You've got this great new book. Give us a title of that book again, please.
Yeah, it's called The Great Patriot Boycott Book.
Love it. Okay, perfect. Folks can get the book. Can also check out your website, eCircle Academy, if they want to know how to succeed in business. And I would be, look, I'd be honored to speak to your students, if that's ever an opportunity, about platforms like Brighteon.com, where they will never be shadow banned, never be censored. I know we're not the biggest platform out there, but we have Brighteon.social and Brighteon.com, where they can have another channel, a backup channel, in case they get banned somewhere else. And I think part of the strategy for the success of your graduates there is how to bypass censorship and make sure you have multiple platforms where you can get your message out and attract subscribers without shadow banning. I think that's key. What do you think?
I think that's key as well. I know for a fact that I'm being shadow banned on the main social media channels.
Oh, yeah.
On the things I say.
Yeah, the minute you start to criticize woke, you're shadow banned.
Yeah.
No, it's so crazy right now that if you criticize that trans killer that shot 6 people, Christian people in Nashville, if you criticize the violence of that individual or that militant wing of the movement, you're banned now. You can't even criticize a militant terrorist wing without being banned. I mean, that's how crazy it is.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
Yeah. Well, We got to get back to a world where we protect children, we protect values, and also we operate with reason and common sense, where the rules actually mean something, and where we treat each other with respect and dignity. And isn't it interesting, Nikki, that we, the conservatives, have become the tolerant ones? Isn't that interesting?
We were always the tolerant ones, my friend. They were
true.
They were always the intolerant ones. The only things we didn't tolerate was insane behavior. And then we became stupid and started tolerating that. And that's what we got to stop tolerating. We got to stop tolerating stuff like people going into schools and killing little kids and apologizing for it. I'm sorry, that person is an evil, evil, evil individual. And they're obviously mentally deranged. And who knows if the fact that they were trans had anything to do with it or not. But, you know, for years and years and years, the American Psychological Association said that gender dysphoria was a mental disorder. It's a mental disorder. So are we now going to pretend that that's not the case, that a lot of folks that are going through this, and I say this with love in my heart for every human being, and a good friend of mine's brother was confused about his sexual identity, transitioned into becoming a woman, was a woman for 5 years, 6 years, and then ended up killing himself.
Oh, my.
Killing himself. It was absolutely horrible. And I knew him, and I knew him when he became her, Robert and Julie, and it was terrible. It was an absolutely terrible thing to say.
Yeah.
And if I had the know-how and the skill set to be able to help save this person's life, I totally would have done it.
Well, part of the thing,
not excuse trans for killing little kids. And these people that are going out and saying, we're going to do a trans J of vengeance. Are you kidding me? Let's throw all you guys in jail if that's what you're going to do out there. Let's make sure that none of you get to actually speak out against people and basically excuse the murder of innocent children.
Well, this gets back to one of the key points that you're making in your book, The Great Patriot Boycott book. I believe that a lot of these young, these trans youth now, I believe they are victims of a woke culture indoctrination. Yep. And I even called it not Trans Day of Vengeance, but Trance Day of Vengeance, because they've been spellbound through, they've been hypnotized. It's like sorcery. Some of these children are actually victims of the woke culture that is promoted by these corporations that take your money and turn it into child abuse, right? So there's another major reason to stop giving your money to these woke corporations, because they donate to the child mutilation causes and centers and the trance inducing, you know, mass hypnosis and indoctrination of children. That's what I think about it.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
We want to save these children. You know, we want to give them an opportunity to grow into full adulthood and then to be able to make their decisions. Now, you know, I think if somebody wants to decide, if somebody has a different sexual preference, if they're gay or lesbian or bisexual, whatever, hey, that's their business, none of my business. Be who you want to be. But let's not mutilate children and call it progress, okay? That's insane. And let's not try to push children into that. Go ahead, your thoughts.
Amen, brother, amen. This is not about giving people freedom, because I agree, an adult who has taken the time to make a decision for themselves has the right to make that decision for themselves.
Yeah.
But little kids, they're confused to begin with. And let's not prey upon them and their confusion to have them make life-altering decisions that they may later come to deeply regret.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Because many of those decisions are irreversible, such as chemical castration or genital mutilation. Obviously, the psychological trauma that's being inflicted on these children is a crime against children, in my opinion. Well, folks, the book is called The Great Patriot Boycott Book, and you can check it out. Get that at booksellers everywhere. Is there a website they can buy it from you directly, or should they go to like Amazon or Barnes & Noble?
Fortunately, no. I mean, the biggest website is Amazon, and I know Amazon's one of the woke corporations, but they still sell a lot of conservative books, so you don't have to buy anything else from Amazon, but you can sure go buy conservative books from them.
Makes sense. And that'll also help your book in the rankings on Amazon.com and may introduce the book to other people on that platform. In addition, your website is ecircleacademy.com, where you have business consultations and workshops and courses, I guess. And those can be attended remotely, am I right?
They can be attended in person or remotely. We'd rather see you in person, but if you can't make that work, we can make it work for you remotely.
Okay. Well, excellent, Nikki. Look, I really appreciate you taking the time and all your effort and what you've done. You know, God bless you for your courage, your voice. We love the fact that your family came to North America from Iran, and now here you are helping America try to stay America, even from Canada, which, because look, we're all, it affects all of us. America being free affects Canada being free and vice versa.
It does. And I'm going to tell you something. If there's one indispensable nation in the world, it's the United States of America. You know, twice in the last century, the so-called civilized nations of Europe went to war with each other. And over 50 million people were killed.
Yeah.
Who had to come and save their behinds? But the Cornhuskers from Iowa and Nebraska, the steel workers from Pittsburgh, the garment workers from New York.
Yeah,
where
true.
Would the world be without the United States today? Where? Under the Nazi jackboot or the Soviet hammer and sickle? And let's never forget that. America's indispensable. We need her to stay free.
Okay. Well said. And thank you, Nikki Ballou. We appreciate you and your time. And God bless you. And keep in touch. We'd love to have you back on. Keep me posted.
Absolutely, my friend. I'll be in touch offline. I want you on my show as well.
Oh, happy to do that. And happy to speak to your teams if that's an opportunity. I normally don't say that, but I have a feeling you're creating tomorrow's business leaders, and they need a leg up in any way they can, because we've been through the thick of it here. You know, we're the trailblazers, right? We've been through it. So we got to impart that, pass that on to the next generation.
I've got a good idea about that. Let's talk about that offline.
Okay, sounds good. All right, thanks, Nikki. And thank all of you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. And of course, HealthRangerStore.com is our retail store for nutrition, superfoods, food storage, personal care, all that stuff that we manufacture in Texas. We make it and we ship it out of our warehouse facility right in Central Texas as well. So check that out. Thank you for your support. Feel free to repost this interview on other platforms, other channels. You have our permission, and just give credit to Nikki Ballou here and talk about his book. Again, The Great Patriot Boycott book. Yeah. Check it out on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or other booksellers everywhere. Thank you for watching today. God bless all of you, including those of you in Canada as well. We consider you our fellow Americans. If you share our values, you're a fellow Americans. Keep up the great work there. Take care, everybody. I'm Mike Adams. Today's interview is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com and two really important products we have. One is a product that I formulated here. It's called Biostructured Silver. It's a first aid gel that is available in multiple packs here, by the way, you know, different quantities. And you can see it. I've got some here on my desk. These are the tubes. And this is Texas rainwater mixed with 7 different essential oils and a colloidal silver that is, well, I call it biostructured silver, that uses circuitry that I actually developed and had custom made. And then we collect Texas rainwater to make that product. You're going to love that product. And then we have another product here at HealthRangerStore.com, organic black cumin seed oil. This is a 4-ounce bottle of this amazingly powerful oil. It is in stock right now. It's available and you're absolutely going to love it. It's very delicious, especially for black cumin seed, which is usually not that tasty. So you can check all these out at HealthRangerStore.com, plus hundreds of other products that we have for health, nutrition, survival, preparedness, personal care, and home care. And remember that I do not like artificial fragrances at all. And so everything that we offer, including body soap and laundry detergent and dishwasher detergent, is custom formululated with even environmentally friendly ingredients that are highly rated by the EWG, the Environmental Working Group, that they rate individual ingredients, and we use all highly rated ingredients by the EWG in our formulations. And on top of that, these products are fragrance-free in terms of no artificial fragrances. Some of our products have natural essential oils, and it's listed on the label. There might be different scents, like a citrus body soap, for example, or a lavender body soap. but it's real lavender. It's nothing artificial, no synthetic fragrances of any kind whatsoever. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. I think you'll really enjoy these products and your health will benefit tremendously. And the silver gel is a great item for future barter, by the way. It's good for prepping. You can buy these in quantity. You can stock up on them. It's great for animal use as well as people use. And the shelf life on this is very, very long. And a little bit of this product goes a long way. So make sure that your medicine chest has biostructured silver gel from healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.